At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think you'd be more excited right now knowing the Giants are in a good spot, but they're just not. This feels like a free fall that we're watching right now, and it doesn't get any easier. We knew this was going to be a difficult series, Joe. At the very best now, you can hope for a split. And then you got three games in Sacramento in a AAA ballpark. Who knows what could happen there? And then you come home for the Phillies and Dodgers. So you know you needed this one against your NL West rivals. And you're fighting an uphill battle right now. And you need your starters to go long, because right now I don't really have that much faith in the bullpen either at this point. I don't have faith in any part of this Giants roster outside of maybe a couple starting pitchers. That's where I'm at right now, Joe. Good morning.
Shame on me. Like, straight up, shame on me. I let myself become emotionally invested in this team early on, thinking that they were farther along than maybe everyone anticipated. And you get into the season and you start feeling good. And, you know, they're playing good ball the first 2 weeks of the year, where they start 8-1, 9-1. And, you know, their pitching is lights out. And they got some clutch situational hitting. And just everything felt great. Vibes off the charts. And really, like, Adames had done nothing early on in the year. And you're thinking to yourself, here we go. We're good to go. You see that they elevate Bryce Eldridge at the beginning of the year to AAA. And, you know, here's this prize piece possession. And they're just going to hit the ground running. And maybe they could bring him up middle of the season, end of the year, get a little push from him. And Wilmer looks like he's having a career year. The bottom has completely fallen out on this team. And shame on me for believing that they were actually going to be something. Like, honestly, shame on me. And shame on the Giants for picking up Bob Melvin's option. I mean, what are we doing? They're in the middle of free falling to the likes of like a Tom Petty song. And you're sitting here and you're picking up Sleepy Bob's contract when everyone in San Diego told you that this guy is falling asleep. I listened to Mark Willard yesterday, and I'm going to bring him up right off the rip, because he's defending the hitting coach and the manager. And I hear him. I do. I hear him. And I'm not trying to turn this into a me versus Mark thing.
He joined us yesterday on our show.
He makes a lot of great points, most of which I agree with. But where I disagree with is there are seminal moments in life, in a game, in a season, that define us. I believe in this to my core, all right? I believe in seminal moments where it can make or break, and I'm dead serious on this, your life, right? Opportunity knocks, it is up to you to jam your foot in there. Conversely, when adversity is hitting and things are hitting the fan, do you sit back and watch, or do you actually do something? The other day, we had the Ryan Walker situation. I could see it on my couch from a mile away. The guy was short-circuiting. Get him out of the game. Get him out of the game. All right? Now, yesterday, Hayden Birdsong, who barely got through the third inning, you could see he was teetering. Now, Patrick Bailey had dropped the ball. It's not just on Hayden Birdsong. But that second time through the lineup, as a young pitcher, he has struggled, okay, especially as of late. That game yesterday meant more than one game. Did it not?
It felt like you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The free fall was officially on yesterday.
Right?
You already lost to the White Sox in a series. Prior to that, you got swept against the Marlins, who again won again. I think they're like eight straight. So you just ran into a hot Marlins team. But even then, the Marlins are still not one of the best teams in the National League. The White Sox are the worst team in the American League. And the Diamondbacks, real quick, Zach Gallen coming into that game with a damn near 6 ERA. I went through it, Joe. It's easily his best start of the season. It's not even close. Looked like a Cy Young yesterday.
But, Joe, that's where I think he, as a veteran player, understood the moment and took advantage of it, getting some run support and then changing it. There was a moment in this game in the fourth inning. After that, it's 2-1. Adames hits a home run. They barely get out of the third inning because of Bailey dropping a ball. They get a great situational base hit that the Giants have failed to get for what feels like all season. All right, it's 2-1. You open up the fourth inning and you go down in order, and here comes Birdsong in the bottom half of it. Ball, 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 ball. Automatic walk. Guy goes to first base. Ball, ball. I go, he's not even close. I text the thread. What did I say to the thread? I go,
go talk to him.
Go out to the mound and talk to your young pitcher. Go out and talk to the kid. He's clearly, whether it's mechanical, mental, whatever you want to call it, he's off right now. Now, also, this is on Bailey. I'm going to put it on Bailey as well. Bailey, go out and talk to the guy. Go out. Get up from behind the plate. Go talk to him. Slow the game down. Slow it down. In the pitch count, the pitch clock, excuse me, the game could just get out of control. And we've seen this with Doval. We've seen this with Ryan Walker. You see it with Kyle Harrison. And now you're seeing it with Birdsong. There are moments in the game where these young guys are struggling and it's going too fast. And you need to slow it down. With the pitch clock, you've got to go out there and you got to force it. Bob sat back and watched the kid throw ball three and ball four. And you hear Hunter Pence, who is got pom-poms. I love Hunter Pence. Pom-poms. Never says anything critical, ever. And he's going, go out there. Go out there. You got to go out there. And Bob's sitting there, and you and I rewatched it back this morning how many times? 3, 4, 5? Bailey is looking into the dugout like, you going to go out there or am I
going to
go out there?
He said something to him. He said something like, am I going? Are you going? And eventually Bailey did go out there with the pitching coach. So,
guys, earth to the Giants. It's a big series. Your season is teetering on a tightrope. Wake up on the day where you're cashing in your option for no reason. You're sitting there, hands in the pockets, waiting for JP Martinez to walk up to you to go out there and talk to your young pitcher who's clearly rattled. Then what does he do? Ball 11, ball 12 in a row. And I go, here we go. Here we go. I would have yanked him right then and there. In the middle of the dead serious. Joe, there are moments in a game, in a series. I know it's a 162-game grind. I get it. Believe me, I get it. That game was bigger than any individual game. You could feel this is the moment in the game. This is it right here. And what does Sleepy Bob do? He sleepwalks through it. He doesn't take the kid out. He doesn't get anyone up in the bullpen. And the kid hangs one, and it's a 3-run homer, game over.
First strike of the inning goes bomb.
Game speed. Over.
3-run homer.
Saw it coming a mile away. Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Helen Keller all saw it coming a mile away.
Daredevil. How about that? Go superhero. 8-2 the final. Giants.
Sleepy Bob.
45-41. They're not dead yet, Joe. I know the season.
They're dead to me.
Well, come on. It's July 2nd. This could be, we could look back. Give me some rope here. A couple months left in the season. This could be the low point. It could all change if they win today. And they win tomorrow. Then you sweep the A's or beat them in a series. And then all of a sudden, you're right back on there. So I'm not ready to pour water over the entire season. They're 45-41, four games over. The Diamondbacks, divisional games are tough. We talk about in the NFL all the time, but this is a tough, tough division. Outside of the Rockies, all these teams in this division can make the playoffs. Giants, D-backs, Padres. You know the Dodgers are going to make it. As the Dodgers keep on balling, that's what they do, and we know that. But the Padres, they're just a game ahead of you in the wild card standings. The Cardinals, just a game ahead of you. Like, I'm not tripping right now.
Joe, I'm not panicking yet. I'm watching a manager that doesn't have the feel for the moment. And that is inarguable. The guy's a flatliner. He sits back and he watches. And I've seen it happen all season. And look, Mark is correct. I was listening to him yesterday going, every team in baseball gets mad at their manager over the handling of a bullpen. You're damn right we do. Because if Joe Shasky on his couch with zero Major League Baseball experience can see that Hayden Birdsong is drowning on the mound, throwing 12 straight balls, what do you think is going to happen with a professional hitter sitting in that batter's box? They're going to put two butt cheeks into anything that gets hung up in the air. I mean, it's just, he was throwing Scud missiles. Joe, he was so done. I could see it a mile away. If I could see it, if Bailey can see it, hey, Bailey should have went out there. And if Bob can't see it, what are we doing? What are we doing?
You can be frustrated with the pitching, and rightfully so. The fact that you could get one measly run against Zach Gallen, who I'm going to go through his last few starts, Joe, leading into this. And we know Zach Gallen, for the most part, one earned run. One earned run off of him is what I was getting at here.
I'll tell you, and I want to, before you go on Gallen, I'll go to war with Adames. I know he's not the greatest. I'm not here to say he's Derek Jeter or anything like that. I'll go to war with him. He cares. I don't know, but there's times I don't even know. Bob might be a great dude. People love him. He's super nice to the media. I respect his baseball acumen. This guy is not it. He's not it, Joe. He's not it.
Okay, you could tell that to, you know, the fans. Matt Chapman's going to go out bat for that guy, and he's the leader of this team.
I don't care what Matt Chapman wants.
Well, why?
Because he's sitting on the sidelines right now.
You love Matt Chapman. What are you talking about? He's like your favorite player.
He got paid $150 million. He'll play for whoever I have as the coach. That's my I am not making managerial decisions based on what Matt Chapman wants.
Well, it's based on what Buster Posey first and foremost wants. And his comments yesterday. And I think Buster Posey cares about his players and how they feel because they're coming away from a manager prior to Bob Melvin where the clubhouse didn't respect him. A guy in Gabe Kapler. They had a Pissoy problem in the clubhouse. The players are running rampant. They didn't respect anyone. You had arguments, verbal arguments with the John Brebbias of the world, right? On the mound, whoever it was. Was it Brebbia? I forget the guy's name. It doesn't even matter. Like, that's what you're coming from. You needed some guy to have a stability, and we've had a stabilizing presence here. Now, you're hoping the stabilizing doesn't turn into flatlining of the season with Bob Melvin at the helm. I get that. It's teetering right now, Joe. The fact of the matter is the bats are just god-awful. As soon as it was 4-2, Giants fans felt like the game was over. That can't happen in today's game when the balls are juiced. You're playing in Arizona. You're in the desert, for God's sakes, where it should be 10-9 every single game. You're going up against a guy in Zach Gallen, Joe, who prior to this start gave up 5 earned runs to the Chicago White Sox, and then 7 earned runs to the Rockies, 4 earned runs to the Padres, 4 earned runs to the Reds. Like, this was his best start of the year.
Joe, he was
reeling heading into
it. It's not just on Bob Melvin. I want to make it clear.
It's on the bats.
3 or 4 things can be true simultaneously. On the bats, you're playing Dominic Smith, who was DFA'd. And actually, he might be your best defensive first baseman, so you got to play him. I'm not even mad at him. You're playing some guy in Johnson who no one even heard of about 3 weeks ago. Jung-Hoo Lee, milk cartons. Can't find Jung-Hoo Lee's face right now. He's so bad. So bad. So I wrote it down. Jung-Hoo Lee.
Had a day off yesterday.
He's in the midst of a 17.
Even on his day off, we're crushing him.
17 for 105. He's your starting center fielder who was supposed to be a top of the lineup catalyst. 17 for 105. Okay? And you know what broke me even harder? As the Giants are down 4-2. They hit a home run, the Arizona does, to put the game away, basically, 6-2.
Yeah.
That's the home run, the big hit the Giants have failed to get for months on stretch. Look, it's on roster construction. It's on professional players getting paid a ton of money underperforming. And the manager has zero feel for the moment. It's inarguable. In one short week, I watched him give a code red to Hayden Birdsong, who has very little confidence right now, who hit the third batter of the game, only to give up a three-run jack or two-run jack almost immediately after, which was so dumb, so dumb. I can't defend it. And then sat there and wiggled around a couple of softball questions and refused to man up and say he's the one who told the young guy to plunk the third hitter of the game, okay? Then, when Ryan Walker is clearly got steam coming out of his ears, balking and tripping all over himself, no one's up in the bullpen, he doesn't yank him. And no one presses him on it. I'm sorry. Like, all of these things are true at once. The roster's not good enough. Professional guys not getting paid a lot of money. Getting paid a lot of money are not performing, period. And Bo Mel is not it, period.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Giants are falling right now, but it's not the end of the world. I'm not panicking just yet. If this is going to continue, though, through the All-Star break, yeah, there's going to be some questions around why you picked up Bob Melvin's option right now. And I get it. Buster Posey, he's the consummate professional. And it was, in a way, refreshing to hear how candid he was talking about this team and him taking responsibility for the construction of it or the current construction of it, because obviously there's contracts that he didn't sign on here. Jung-Hoo Lee being one of them,
right? You're taking over. It's like buying a house and you inherit certain things. But he did. Look, he has his fingerprints on this roster.
He does.
Rafi Devers, the guy he brought in.
He's struggled.
Eight games since the Boston Red Sox series. Yeah. He's got 16 strikeouts.
Yeah, it's not good.
And then thrown out at home yesterday. Oh. He looks, I'm telling you, Pablo Sandoval will beat him in a foot race.
Well, he wasn't very fast to begin with. And then you add the groin injury on top of that. And I'm assuming that's still lingering. That's not just something that goes away.
It's obvious.
Like, just watch the guy like run. It was painful to watch.
2 outs.
Matt Williams, by the way, 0-for again.
That's
right?
Not on Matt Williams. That one, I'll defend Matt Williams. I will. I will defend him. It's 2 outs. Wilmer goes up the middle. Alec Thomas threw the ball up the road. Devers got a score there. You know what that is? That's the tape I would play. I'm dead serious on this. I would play that tape back for him and make him watch that at Rafi Devers and say, what player do you want to be? Do you want to be the one that could score on a base hit from second with 2 outs? Or do you want to be the guy that gets hosed at the plate and you need multiple hits from second base to score?
The slide kind of looked awkward.
He's out of shape.
Yeah, it looked very odd.
He's injured as well, but he's also he's a thick boy. He needs to lose some weight. Like, it is what it is. Dude, you got to take your body seriously. You want to be a professional athlete that ages well into his 30s? Like, you can't be running around and all I see is the jiggle action, doggy. Like, it is what it is.
Well, you can do that if you're hitting and producing.
Yeah, when
right
you're
now,
Big Poppy.
Not. Yeah, exactly. But you're not doing that right now. 2 strikeouts for him yesterday. He did get the hit, got on second, and then just couldn't score right there on the base hit when they desperately needed to keep that rally going, and they couldn't do it.
Here's the part that broke me, though, Joe. Here's the straw that broke Shasky's back. 8-2, eighth inning. Some pinata is on the mound who, came up out of nowhere.
He's giving up
home runs. Poor guy. Okay, 77. You know he's not here long when he got a number like 77.
Talking about Carson Seymour?
Yeah. Seymour balls go over the fence. And so the next thing I know, I open up Twitter just to fire off an opinion. And there I see Shohei Ohtani hitting his 30th home run of the year. We're not even at the All-Star break. They're blowing the White Sox out. And I go, this guy has 30 at the break. And the Giants haven't had a 30 home run guy for 21 years. It broke me. Yes. So yeah, this morning, Bob Melvin could get it. I'll give a little to Buster. I'll give a little to these professional players making boatloads of money. We got a bunch of minor leaguers. Like, I can't watch Yaz struggle anymore. I'm over it. Like, he had moments this year. He's got to be a fourth outfielder. We're never going to get past this. We've got to move beyond Yaz. He's a nice guy. I like him. But like, he's a fourth outfielder, and he's going to always stymie a younger player because he's just ever so much better than them today, but tomorrow he's just a little worse, and yet he's just blocking the playing time of someone else. So yeah, I'm a little angry this morning when I watch Shohei Ohtani, don't even get me involved with the feds, hit his 30th home run against the lowly White Sox, who beat you in a series just a couple of days ago, He's got 30 at the break. You can't buy a 30 home run guy. 21 years? Moses thinks that's a long time to be searching for something. I mean, come on.
I thought you were going to go. The low point of yesterday was not Shohei. It was Giants legend, Anthony DeSclafani, getting it done, baby. Two innings pitched in relief for Disco. I mean, I thought that guy was out of the league. I thought he was in Korea.
I think we're still paying him.
Are you really?
I bet we're giving him $1 million or something.
Instead of Bobby Bonilla Day, which is yesterday, we're going to have Anthony DeSclafani Day going forward.
No, it's Bob Melvin Day where you pick up his option. I mean, if we're out here just giving charity money away, give me an option. I'd opt to not watch Bob Melvin walk out to the, you know, the bullpen. I don't know, maybe coddle my young player who's clearly on the, like.
He's teetering.
He's about to fall over. Well, he hasn't thrown it, Joe. It wasn't even like he wasn't even close.
Giants aren't paying DeSclafani any money this year.
Oh, we're good.
God.
There you go. Does that make you feel better this morning at least?
Slightly.
Okay, that's good. By the way, back on June 12th.
Lost my voice in the first
back segment. On June 12th, Hayden Birdsong's ERA 2.79 going into a start in Colorado. Had a quality start. Six innings, six hits, three runs. Since then, it's not been good. You were there on that Red Sox game back on June 20th. Just lasted 4 1/3 innings, seven hits. Five runs given up. Then against the Marlins, hitting the batter, the third batter of the game. It was all downhill from there.
That was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Seven earned runs, just lost four innings. And then yesterday, four innings, three hits, three earned runs. Gives up the jack and then four walks. It just hasn't been good as of late for Hayden Birdsong. And I don't know what we expected of him to be that like fourth, fifth guy to stay there throughout the entirety of the season. But it makes this start by Landon Roop even that much more massive. I mean, how many times are we going to say biggest start of Landon Roop's career?
He's done well this year. He's done really well this year. Look, it's not about an individual performance with Hayden Birdsong. You're going to be up and down.
That's the totality of everything right now. No, everything's just not good.
Joe, you're going to be up and down. It's how you manage young players. That's important to me. And Hayden Birdsong, is he watching? Like, is Bob watching? He barely got out of the third inning, okay? And look, Bailey's got to catch a third strike. He just dropped one, gave a runner in scoring position. There's lots of little stuff, right? But the kid wasn't close. Go out there and slow the game down a little. That's all. It was moving way too fast. And also, it's not just on Bob. Pat Bailey's got to go out there. Like, this is about emotional connections and connecting one-on-one. This isn't about spreadsheets. This isn't about lineups. It's about a feel for the moment and how to connect with someone. And if you think, oh, all the games are the same, no, it's not. Like Hayden Birdsong, the difference between getting out of that inning and finding a way to salvage whatever that inning was and him getting lit up like a Christmas tree and thinking, like, damn, I stink for 4 days was one pitch. And I'm telling you, man, like 12 balls in a row, 12 balls in a row. No wonder the guy was going to tee off on one. All I kept thinking was he hangs one, it's gone. And boom, he hung one and it's gone.
So,
and credit Arizona for getting all these big hits when the Giants have failed to get it for months on end.
So, Bob Melvin, enemy number one for Joe Shasky right now.
Everyone can get it.
Everyone can get it, but Bob in particular yesterday, and you have some thoughts on him.
I just don't know why we picked up the option. It's unnecessary.
I want to hear from Bo Mel on the other side, because he talked about the option getting picked up. I want to hear from Buster Posey talking about it yesterday as he was in Arizona speaking to the media. I want to get some thoughts on the captains of the team, because they got Bob's back in that clubhouse. Logan Webb, leader of that staff, has his back. Matt Chapman, leader of the everyday lineup, when he's there, he's been hurt, has his back. If they have his back, I think the rest of the teammates are going to have his back too. Joe Shasky
Mark
definitely
Jackson
does not.
Had the back of Steph Curry until we finally told, like, Steph, Jackson ain't it, doggy. Like, we know he's empowered you. He ain't it.
I mean, it's not as toxic as Mark Jackson.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't, like, I get you on, like, the
Bob Melvin's not. Bob Melvin's not telling Rafi Devers to go to the chapel with him on Sunday and to come hang out.
He's not blaming Rafi Devers for sleeping wrong to injure his
exactly,
back.
Exactly. Thank you. Joe, we'll get into it on the other side.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.